Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the Wikipedia page for Parakeet. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right. Tweet, tweet, little parakeets. Now, this episode was suggested by Karen Schneider. She actually is a friend of WikiListen's, a deep, deep friend of WikiListen's, and a good time in a game of Trivial Pursuit.
We love you, Karen.
Let's get started. Parakeet. For the Battlefield Communication System, see Parakeet Communication System. Paraket redirects here. For the British military operation, see Operation Paraket. That's probably pronounced parakeet, but it looks like paraket to me.
It does.
A parakeet is any one of many small to medium-sized species of parrot in multiple genera that generally has long tail feathers. I didn't know that parakeets were parrots.
I didn't know that either. That's actually really, really interesting.
This article started out really strong. Or I'm really dumb.
Same. Etymology and naming. The name parakeet is derived from the French word paroquet, 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 which is reflected in some older spellings that are still sometimes encountered, including paroquet or paroquet. However, in modern French, perruche is used to refer to parakeets and similar-sized parrots.
In American English, the word parakeet usually refers to the budgerigar, which is one species of parakeet.
The word lorikeet is formally composed of lori and keet, the former from Malay, luri, and the latter through either clipping of parakeet or reanalysis of keet as a suffix. Compare the usage of grasskeet for grass parakeets.
Parakeets comprise about 115 species of birds that are seed-eating parrots of small size, slender build, and long, tapering tails. The Australian budgerigar, also known as budgie, Melocytacus undulatus, is probably the most common parakeet. It was first described by zoologists in 1891. It is the most popular species of parakeet kept as a pet in North America and Europe.
The term grass parakeet or grasskeet refers to many small Australian parakeets native to grasslands, such as the genus Neophema and the princess parrot. The Australian rosellas are also parakeets. Many of the smaller, long-tailed species of lories may be referred to as lorikeets. The vernacular name, ring-necked parakeet, not to be confused with the Australian ringneck, refers to a species of the genus Psittacula, native to Africa and Asia, that is popular as a pet and has become feral in many cities outside its natural range. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you go catch your feral parakeet.
Thank you for listening to that message, everyone. Now fly back to your roosts so we can continue.
Horrible.
In aviculture, the term conure is used for small to medium-sized parakeets of the genera Eratingra, Perthura, and a few other genera of the tribe Arini, which are mainly endemic to South America as they are not all from one genus. Taxonomists tend to avoid the term. Other South American species commonly called parakeets include the genus Brotogerus parakeets, the monk parakeet, and lineolated parakeets, although lineolateds have short tails.
A larger species may be referred to as parrot or parakeet interchangeably. For example, Alexandrine parrot and Alexandrine parakeet are two common names for the same species. Psittacula eupatria, which is one of the largest species, normally referred to as a parakeet.
Many different species of parakeets are bred and sold commercially as pets, the budgerigger being the third most popular pet in the world after cats and dogs. Budgerigers are great companions for any age and can be easily trained.
Breeding. Parakeets often breed more readily in groups. However, there can be conflicts between breeding pairs and individuals, especially if space is limited. The presence of other parakeets encourages a pair to breed, which is why breeding in a group is better. However, many breeders choose to breed in pairs to avoid conflicts, and because that way they know for sure which parents produced any given birds. Parakeets lay an average of 4 to 8 eggs, while budgerigers, a species of parakeet, lay an average of 4 to 6 eggs. Better source needed.
United Kingdom population. In December 2019, Stephen Lecomber of Queen Mary University in London, United Kingdom, published an analysis in the Journal of Zoology based on geographic profiling methods. It concluded that the thriving rose-ringed parakeet population in the United Kingdom had grown from numerous small-scale accidental and intentional pet releases. Previous theories had concluded a pair released by Jimi Hendrix on Carnegie Street ended an arrival in 1951 when Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn visited London with various animals to film The African Queen, set in the equatorial swamps of East Africa.
Spain parakeet control measures. According to a 2018 report, Spanish authorities have drawn up plans to curb the ever-growing population of parakeets, which has reached 30,000 in locations such as Malaga.
They're being overrun by parakeets?
I love that.
That's insane.
I mean, that can't be a good thing, but like, I love the idea of it.
There's so many parakeets. It's probably pretty noisy if there's a bunch of parakeets.
But like, imagine how cute they all are.
I'm going to Google Spanish parakeet problem just for a second, just to see what comes up, because I am really interested. Oh. Monk parakeets now seen as a plague in major Spanish cities.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Parakeet plague. That is amazing. I mean, it sounds not favorable, but also pretty crazy. This has been the Wikipedia page for parakeet.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your parakeet love. And also, leave us a rating and maybe a review on Apple Podcasts. It would be super helpful.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.